Blog Talk Radio.
Marvin didn't try to be magic or charismatic and all this. He just was. Even when he sung the national anthem, I mean, it was Marvin Gaye. You know, it was just unique. It was special.
Can you see?
The man you're about to see and hear, should you be so foolish as to have just joined us, is Ray Charles.
Hello. All right. 3, 4.
I got something, y'all, in my bones. Make me want to shout hallelujah. And I want to sing along. Lift every voice and sing, till it in heaven rain. Ring with the harmony, oh, liberty. Let our rejoices rise high. Burning the time, loud as the Lord's sea.
Tired, stressed out, or just need me or we time? Then Phoenix Rising, Baltimore's exclusive bed and breakfast, is the place for you. Phoenix Rising offers an unforgettable, rejuvenating experience with exquisite guest rooms. Find peace and calm in the Sedona Room or Haitian Room, or relax in front of a marble fireplace in the Serengeti Room. Call 410-462-2692 today to schedule your escape to Phoenix Rising. Visit us online at phoenixrising.com.
Even superheroes gotta be healthy. Get the Sister Girl Workout Book, a graphic novel available this Black History Month at the DuSable Museum Trading Post gift shop located at 56 and Cottage Grove in Chicago. There you'll find our growing line of hot Black Age graphic novels, or visit Only Studios at www.onlistudios.com. Plus, get your own Onlywears Art Star Denim Jacket. These one-of-a-kind special designs are available now at the Elephant Room Gallery at 703 South Wabash in Chicago. Only's wearable art brings out the art star in you. Indie today, Black Age forever at www.onlistudios.com.
In this, her first romance novel, State of Ecstasy, Jew Ephraim finds passion on the lush island of Martinique. Reminiscent of the works of Clépas and Lawrence, Jew Ephraim's rich emotional landscape delivers an achingly accessible complexity that makes State of Ecstasy steamy, provocative, and fresh. and its author a forceful new voice who brings an entirely new level of heat to romance. With her soon-to-be-released paranormal novel, Ephraim is giving us a brand new insight into this genre. Find her books on Amazon, iTunes, and wherever books are sold.
Walking down the street now is a dangerous thing. There are drug dealers, crack houses, gang members, and crackheads. People fighting, cursing, and killing too. So much chaos, we don't know what to do. But if people only knew that they are hurting little children, if they could only see what our community could be. When in consultation, 1, stay calm. 2, try to say something positive. 3, tell the person what's on your mind. 4, ask if the person understands. 5, thank the person for listening if you can. Come on, y'all, let's be an example. It has to start somewhere. How about now? For more information on ways to prevent violent crimes, contact Totally Positive Productions at 773-488-9553.
Good morning or evening, friend. Here's your friendly announcer. I have serious news to pass on to everybody. What I'm about to say could mean the world's disaster. Could change your joy and laughter to tears and pain. Is that love any of love today? Don't delay, send your then right away.
Breaking. Good morning, evening, friends. This is your friendly announcer. What's going on, everybody? It's What's Going On Wednesday. Now, I know y'all be looking at our titles. A lot of titles don't be written in. Sometimes we be having time to put what the show's been about. Sometimes we don't, but I'm going to make sure that every day I have something on there specific. So it's What's Going On Wednesday, and I'm taking calls and answering questions. We can deal with Benghazi, Hillary Clinton, if y'all want to deal with that. We can jump on this Beyonce lip syncing. We hit that. Women about to serve in the military. We can hit that. But no combat on the front lines, Emily. But what we're gonna do is get ourselves ready for Black History Month. And you know, as I'm doing, I'm trying to ease songs in, get everybody prepared. And I was going through my archives, and I thought of playing some hip hop that happened to have some Black connotations, you know. And this was not KRS-One, Run DMC.
You know I'm proud to be black, y'all, and that's a fact, y'all. And if you try to take what's mine, I take it back, y'all. It's like that. Licky, 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 licky. All that people hear the serious song. It's right, not wrong. I should stay right on. I gotta tell you something that you all should know. It's not a mystery, it's history, and here's how it goes.
DMC, proud to be black. Do y'all remember that cut, though? That was off the Raising Hell album, I think it was on. Everybody was saying that flow. You know, 80s, I guess in the 80s, during the Reagan time, it was like a strong sense of black pride, I guess. You know, Ronald Reagan did, for the record, sign the Martin Luther King holiday into law. And people tripped on it back then, said he did for political reasons. It doesn't mean nothing. It's not nothing at all. But look at it. Look at it now. Look at the meaning of it now. Natural Day of Service, referring to it. Hispanics get axed off of it, Dream Acts, you know. But yeah. So, shout out to Run-DMC. Did y'all by any chance see the Benghazi trial, Hillary Clinton? Now, what's up with Rand Paul? I guess he's running for office. I guess he's trying to be president. Because he said he would relieve Hillary Clinton of her duty if that situation happened on his watch, which I do agree. I don't believe Susan Rice should have took the fall for that at all, you know. The only person in jail is a filmmaker, the one who's got blamed for the setting off the quote-unquote outrage. But Hillary did have a point there. Whether it was a film or whether it was two men walking down the street, side, hey, let's go kill Americans, what difference does it make the situation that has happened? Now, I do agree with that wholeheartedly, you know. So we can agree with that, Hillary Clinton. But the whole, the tears, I felt like she found her voice again in Massachusetts, the same little deal she did back in 08, you know. But I guess she's getting ready for her 3 a.m. phone call. Do you remember the 3 a.m. phone call that Barack Obama can handle? Well, she had her 3 a.m. phone call, and I wonder was she able to handle it. But again, that is the next Democratic president, nominee, rather. But they say Joe Biden's going to run. It'd be interesting to see if he does. But I see Rand Paul throwing his hat in the race, quick, fast, in a hurry. You know, come on, Condi, make some noise. Let everybody know you're here. Here's Braille for the people every day.
Braille. A little something for the people. Braille. I think y'all should listen.
And talk about the victim last night that got popped. And who the best on the block with the crack rock? Play a lot of pocket banging till the track stop. It's in our nature to run into this jackpot. Hoping not to scrape the flow for that rah-rah. But you envision that trip, this isn't my time. The anticipation turns to aggravation. So when words of wisdom spoke, you hear blah blah. Cause if that wise guy turns to a wise guy, I pray to God that that guy ain't on a high rise. And if he is, I hope the earth he got nine lives. See, this is the type of life I seen with my eyes. Those boys whipping in the ghost fire on the 9 to 5, but no bow ties. Cause when Jay's on the street, the solo, no lie, all black attire, shooting with a bow tie.
A time comes when silence is betrayal. Even when pressed by the demands of inner truth, men do not easily assume the task of opposing their government's policy, especially in time of war.
And watch a nigga kill another nigga. So one dead, one in jail, so soon there'll be no niggas. They scamming for the dough, nigga. I can't trust them, I don't know them. Them yo niggas. I need the source, they either leave or buy. Cause these niggas don't care if I breathe or die. So put your pride aside and let your wings fly. Don't be a middleman, be the man who supply. The definition of a boss, let it multiply. And if they oppose that, they all can die. Cause if they move fast, that's when them cautions fly. So I'd rather be alive than a homicide. Feel my spirit, see my girl and my mama cry. And all my niggas pouring liquor for the honor. I vow to be the realest without ever saying it. So serious, I ain't kidding, nigga, who you playing with?
Where our rank on this earth to be a man, to be a human being, to be respected as a human being, to be given the rank of a human being in this society, on this earth, in this day, which we intend to bring into existence by any means necessary.
Fucking the same chick your man had last week. Now he's emotional, so now you got beef. Instead of him checking out who the hoe be, next thing you know, he let go free.
to the chest. Now we gotta lay another brother down to rest. That wall getting full, cause y'all full of the bull. No more love or lust, cause all they do now is cool. 15 years old, not even in school. But he know mathematics better than you. A community that knows everything about you. But when it goes down, they don't know what to do. What type of sense is that? No clue. So instead of waiting for them, you make the first move. Instead of talk about the victim last night that got popped, or who the best on the block with the crack rock.
If there is anyone out there who still doubts that America is a place where all things are possible, who still wonders if the dream of our founders is alive in our time, who still questions the power of our democracy, tonight is your answer.
They said Beyonce decided to lip sync. It was her decision because she was running late for, what's the Ebony? Well, no, I got it right here. So I'll pull it up so you can get the spot. I'm trying to say what she say.
Wow.
Yeah. Let me get it right. I'm trying to pull it up now. No, hold tight. You put it up on me. Oh, right on, sis. Yes, it says she made the decision to lip sync after arriving late, not after, here's the update. Beyonce made the decision to lip sync after arriving late and not rehearsing. So basically because she didn't rehearse, she got there like, I'm a diva, I don't need to rehearse. I can get there at the time. So she decided to lip sync because of that. Let me go ahead and read the official quote. It says, official says decision was made before Inauguration Day. So I guess the night before Inauguration Day, I guess she just said that Sunday that she is taking a long time to blow. I'm just cut this. I got too many ops running right about now. Yeah. Wow. Might have been. I shouldn't put that up. Not taking. I uploaded something now, and it froze my whole little system out here. You know. I can't get no music about anything. He's not. Let's see if I can stop it. Will I do anything? Oh wow. Okay. Here we go. Okay. Well, let me see. Let's go to commercial then so we can put it up later. Because maybe that's Dana Jaka Beyonce from a distance. You want everybody to know that a hero or shero is being too diva'd out and decided to show up late, not rehearsing, and get over on lips. Give me Milli Vanilli.
Blame it on the rain. Hey.
Get back. I can't hear the music now. What is wrong with my stuff? The Jimmy Got Soul ain't rocking on time. It's an error. So let's go right back again.
The server. Blog Talk.
The Blog Talk is jamming us. Let's see it again. We've been having problems all week. And that's why. The calls can get in, so it's not us with the technical difficulties. It's Blog Talk, I see. And this whole little long video, I guess, was a hold up too, probably. Anyway, okay, inauguration. Let me do the Beyonce story then, because I can't get my Jimmy Got Soul music. An inaugural official who's actually not to be identified told CNN Wednesday that pop star Beyonce 233. Is that a new name? Beyonce 233. Okay, lip sync performance on Inauguration Day. She did not sing live, the official told CNN. A pre-recording of the artist's rendition of the national anthem was played instead. heard by spectators and viewed was the sound of that recorded, of that recording. According to officials, the official said Beyonce made the decision herself the night before Inauguration Day. Beyonce arrived so late Sunday night she did not have time to rehearse with us, the U.S. Marine Band, which acts to be anonymous, also said. Because she didn't have time to rehearse with the Marine Band, she decided to use recording with the Marine Band. The officials added, it was all Beyonce. The official was somewhat puzzled by Beyonce's decision, noting when she made the pre-recording, she was spot on. She recorded her part separately from the band, and her rendition was married with the band's music, the official said. The official was stunned that once she went on to lip sync. She recorded her part separate from the band, and the rendition was married to the band's music, the official said. The tape performance should take nothing away from her skills as a live artist, the official said. She's actually a very good live singer, the official added. CNN could not reach Beyonce for comment, but they said she flew in late Sunday like divas do, and she didn't have time to rehearse with the band like divas don't. She decided to play a tape, take the cash, and keep it moving, I guess like divas do. And that was a way divas get money, but it's a commercial break. It was a good time for divas to get money, Ebony, but it's a commercial break.
And now, the mellow sounds of Jimmy Irvin.
Never meant to make you cry. You were the only one I've ever loved in my life. And though it's hard for me to show it, I've got to let you know it. 'Cause darling, I love you more each day. But the words got in my way.
I can't do it no more. I can't sing no more sad songs. 1, 2, 3, hit man, bop the bop, bop it out of bebop, bop the bop, yeah, bass man, come on up. 1, 2, 3, hit man, sound good, yeah, saxophone on the floor. 1, 2, 3, hit it.
back. No, I keep the root of evil like I'm rolling with Satan. No, just go get and chase it. Why you laying complacent? Me, I shot on the daily. Long bomber, dumb flyers, dumb. See that you hating. I'm overseas with the Asians, Jamaicans and Haitians. I got you ranting and raving. My money long and so raving. I was hungry and craving. Now I pay when I'm dating. The clubs outside the rain.
Beyonce, Divas Getting Money. It just dawned on me that I think there is an assassination attempt being launched at Miss Beyonce 233 Neos. Or what's Jay-Z last name? Carter. Beyonce Carter. Because with all this talk about her Milli Vanilli in it, blame it on the rain, doing a Milli Vanilli impersonation, and that Kelly Clarkson got caught saying the audience, I know it's tough, it's difficult. And now we're finding out that she's came late for rehearsal, so she didn't get a chance to rehearse with the band, so she decided to play a tape anyway, even though she did a tape performance with the band anyway. But that's going to put a whole lot of spotlight on her Super Bowl performance. Now, let's say she lip syncs at the Super Bowl. Will everybody be satisfied? See, if she didn't get caught lip syncing, I think, if she didn't get caught lip syncing at the inauguration, then this Super Bowl would not be as bad if she was lip syncing. So that's what I think. They're setting her up to fail on the Super Bowl weekend so much that I'm not going to even watch it. I know Dana's going to be watching because she's just a big Beyonce fan. But do you see them setting your idol up for a fall for the Super Bowl performance, Dana?
Okay, here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
Now, we all know that Beyonce can sing.
We don't know that. We don't know that now.
Now that you have brought the light, now that you have brought to light the fact that she didn't have the opportunity to rehearse with the band.
Dana, she was getting money. No, I played Diva's getting money because she's a diva. She came in late, flew in like what have you. Now,
no, it makes sense. What professional singer or otherwise would come in without practicing and go in front of millions of people? It was a million. It was
Stevie
over
Wonder.
A million.
Stevie Wonder.
I heard Stevie Wonder just walk out.
I've seen Stevie Wonder just all of a sudden start giving speeches about, we need to boot it over and bring out the song off the top of a hat. That was being programmed.
You know why? You're right. You know why? Because Stevie Wonder playing his own music.
I'm just saying. If you walk in the spotlight, man, hey, but hey. But what I'm saying is this. Dana, the fact that she didn't have opportunity to perform. She is taking such a listen. Let's just be real about it. If everything you're saying is true, because a lot of women are feeling this way about this, the same situation. It's a very hot topic. And this is why I'm saying right now that by this topic being so hot, that it might culminate at halftime at the Super Bowl show that Beyonce knows has to put on one hellified, what I mean, all that bullshit she's in, hellified ass performance to eradicate any thought of anybody mind like you're faking it.
So in other words, you saying that Beyonce needs to do what she already do.
But listen, here's the funny part. Seven times out of ten, the Super Bowl is lip sync. Seven times out of ten is lip sync. So now she's put in a position to be caught on TV twice, not giving a true performance. So what I'm saying is now they have put her in the position to be a live singer during the Super Bowl show to prove all her critics wrong. Now, that's difficult to do. That's difficult to do sometimes. But it puts a whole perspective on. See, her career right now is at the threshing crossing the whole point. What's going on?
Here you go, Jimmy. So I'm speaking now to Beyonce. You know you bring a lot of stars on your show. And
okay, right.
Beyonce, you are welcome to invite me to the Super Bowl as your number one fan while you throw down. And then at the end of the show, I want you to go here to you, Jimmy, and throw the mic down and walk away. And do like Diva do.
I would like for her to do that, but knowing that she Beyonce knows, I know she can't do it. I don't care how much jelly's in her jam. She ain't got to dance for me. She ain't got to be a writer. Her siren sounds don't move me. I'm probably one of the only men on the earth that Beyonce knows voice don't move. She'll move me. Out of the Destiny's Child, I was like Kelly Rowland. That's why Motivation was the number one album. It's just that one single knocked Beyonce out of America. But the point I'm saying is this, Dana.
I got some concerns.
But the point I'm saying is this, Dana, that they are the industry right. I feel there's probably select people in the industry right now, I feel, that are challenging Beyonce. And what I mean by challenging her, the reason why we're discussing so vehemently this situation is because they want us to talk about it. Now, it puts people on both sides. It puts you on the side where you are to defend her, which all her people are doing right now. They're defending her because they said, we know she can. Now, if she come out on a Super Bowl lip sync, those same people say, we know she can. and will still be not satisfied. But the point of the matter is that they are challenging her to sing. And sometimes when you ain't got the help of a studio behind you, it's difficult to sing live, Dana, without the help of a studio. Sometimes people need that auto-tune to get their voice across, Dana. Sometimes people those notes live, Dana. So that's why I put a pre-recorded track so you can hear how I suppose it sound. Because they don't want you to know if I go out here and crack, I go out there, my career be ruined like Whitney Houston. Whitney Houston fuck around when I'm there. Listen, Whitney, no one wants to deal with Whitney Houston. Whitney's like, fuck it, I go out and sing around the track, what have you. So, Whitney felt she can sing. Because Whitney felt she can sing. Beyoncé don't feel she can sing. That's why she got recorded shit and play it live. She had to go in the studio and record it and put it out there because she can't sing live. We're going to find out Super Bowl Sunday. We're going to find out Super Bowl Sunday if Beyoncé knows. Beyoncé knows Carter. I ain't talking about dancing around, shaking your ass. Look at me, everybody. Don't y'all want me? Don't y'all want me? Nah, 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 lady. Sing it. Nah, nah, nah. I don't fall for the dancing around. No, no, no. The dance around, shake your booty belly, but no, no. Sing a song.
This is just some food for thought.
I don't know too many motivating ballads that she has. Remove all the sex songs out the bra. I don't know what she got out like that. And I like sexy bra music. I ain't front. So don't think I'm being hypocritical right now. All I'm saying is, when she comes out Super Bowl Saturday, she comes out Super Bowl Sunday that night is, she has to put on a performance that is monumental of knocking all the words that I'm saying out my mouth. That this is what she's supposed to do. Now, if these words are in my mouth Tuesday, that means she's totally failed. And hey, she might have to give it. She might as well wait 4 more years to pop back up. Go home, raise Blue Ivy. She got enough money. All of the day. Pack it up. You know, pack it in. But Dana, now, I was trying to get in touch with Sanisha Carl because I know she's doing this special on women in the military. And today they passed a law that they're going to open up women in the combat. I really don't want to get into it right now, discuss it right now like I wanted to without having. So I need to know she was right, working on a book about that. But if you have definitely to call in, I'd like to know your perspective. But Dana, what do you feel right now as someone in the military right now having combat women available now for all military combat duties? What do you think about that?
Any military organizations, but I believe that people, if that's what they want to do, that's what they deserve to do. Equality, right? That's what we've been seeking.
Right.
So, of course, they're going to have to, you know, I'm sure that there's been some thought that's gone into this project. I don't know a lot about it, but I do believe in equality.
It's a law today. It just went to law today, so it's like new. Basically, this is brand new right now. It just happened today. So it's funny, Leon Panetta, outgoing defense secretary, decided to lift the combat military ban on females. So I guess we all in a just equal society. If men are willing to come back like Tammy Duckworth, she's a combat female combat fighter, and right now she's serving Congress right now. I mean, if men are willing to lose limbs, I think women should lose limbs too. If they want equality, hey, you know, this shouldn't be a problem. If men suffer PTSD, I think women should too. You know what I'm saying? And it's all about equality, and it's funny that here in America, here in this time, this new world that we're living in since the end of the world happened December 21st, this new world, we're still witnessing a whole lot of strange stuff, boy. Yes, we are.
Addicted to winning, that's my only way to go. Stop with that weak shit. All I do is go hard from the goal.
and they know, cause it's straight sick in a pace quick, so far from flow, cup so far from low, and I put it in the sky, if it wasn't cold, Joe, then they ain't put it in the shot, no lie, little bravado and aggression on my lyrical takeover, destroy and rebuild, it's what I'm here to do, every move pivotal, that's why I make it count up, Google the best to ever do it and you found us, you ain't at the top, you lost and calling down up, I'm chilling in the forefront, pour a little brown up, BS all over your verse, distorting your sound up, while I'm so clear, it's like you're in from the outer, no limits on my moves, the opposite of a coward, collect the respect, check cash, money, and power, it's much better when you witness it, don't start nothing if you won't finish it, we finna spark something and that's a new hit again, it's a whole lot of money I got in this pen, yeah, it's much better. The language I speak in my terms, language of the truth, causing anguish to the roof. Might just slip up and fall for what I spit up out the booth at my shows. You can stay inspired by the youth, just ignorant. Going dumb, but it's harder than self-hate targeting. I'ma make a smooth move. Abracadabra, it's magic, no voodoo. Just a who's who with a few that get that new news. Might not have reached the world, but I bet it moved you. Better look at the world from a new view and formulate a new you. Cause the world brand new too.
Partners in Community Building focuses on credit building, financial literacy, and home ownership for residents throughout Chicago and Illinois. All of our services are free. Call 312-328-0873 to get additional information on our home ownership counseling, rental assistance, Cook County foreclosure mediation, and small accessible repairs for seniors programs. PCIB is a HUD-certified nonprofit counseling agency committed to addressing the housing needs of all people. Call 312-328-0873 to schedule an appointment or visit us at www.pcibchicago.org.
For true inspiration, check out singer, songwriter, and radio personality Sylvia Fedrick. Sylvia, your sister under God's construction, brings to you her best in Christian contemporary gospel tunes, and they are available for download at www.sangsyl.com. That's SANGSYL.com. Or you can visit her profile at Chicago Black Business Network. For bookings, call Sassy Michelle at 512-914-4221.
Want to learn the secrets of the wealthy? Do you think that the wealthy sell their gold and silver, or do they buy gold and silver? Learn to create wealth, collect wealth, and preserve wealth for you and future generations. Find out how you can acquire free silver every month. Visit goldandsilverplan.com. That's goldandsilverplan.com. What you don't know can keep you struggling financially. What you know can change your life. Be in the know. Visit goldandsilverplan.com today.
Hey, you want more money in your pocket, right? Savers are losers, unless you save like the rich and beat inflation. The secret? Save the right kind of money. Pure, solid, 24-karat gold or silver for as little as 20 bucks a week, direct from the mint. Don't spend money. Exchange bad money for good money. Start today at SaveMetalMoney.com. That's SaveMetalMoney.com. The chains of slavery in the modern world are not forged with links of iron, but with the bonds of limiting ideas and debt.
Be in business for yourself, but not by yourself. Team up with a company voted the 57th most promising by Forbes. With no money to collect from your customers, no credit checks, and no cost for you to join. Visit electricmoneyteam.com, 773-980-9288. That's electricmoneyteam.com, 773-980-9288.
Hi there, I'm the X-Man, Xavier Paul. I'm a national network voiceover talent. You've heard my voice represent hundreds of brands and businesses for the past 15 years. Well, now it's your turn. I understand how important it is to promote your business or event in the right way. That starts with quality radio spot production and the nation's top voiceover talent. You might wonder, how do I get started? What's the best approach? What voice talent do I use? And most importantly, can I do it affordably? That's why I created CoolVoiceRadio.com. I take you to the finish line, giving you everything you need to advertise effectively on the radio. I'll help you create your concept, write your spot, even choose your music and cast your voice talent and get it aired on the radio. Now that's cool. Email me today at info@coolvoiceradio.com or call 646-326-7800 because nothing beats the right sound.
I remember when I was much younger than now. I used to sit and listen to the news. I was the only child. And another day and another night, wishing Daddy would come home. Me and Mom couldn't sleep at night.
It just went off the fire for the things we thought were right. So determined. He said
today, for the first time since 1994, Leon Panetta has lifted a ban making women in all branches of the military will soon have an unprecedented opportunity to serve on the front lines of the nation's war. Now, this is the last act of Leon Panetta's doing as President Obama's defense secretary. Panetta is preparing to announce the policy change would open hundreds of thousands of frontline positions and potentially elite commando jobs after more than a decade of war, the Pentagon confirmed Wednesday. The groundbreaking move recommended by Joint Chiefs of Staff overturns the 1994 rule banning women from being assigned to the smaller ground combat units. Panetta's decision gives the military service until 2016 to seek special exceptions if they believe any position must remain closed to women. The policy change will initiate a process whereby the service will develop plans to implement this decision, which is made by the Secretary of Defense upon the recommendation of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, a senior defense official told reporters on condition of anonymity. Some frontline military roles may open to women as soon as this year. Assessments of others, such as Special Operations Forces, including Navy SEALs and the Army Delta Force, may take longer. A defense official told the Associated Press that the military chiefs must report back to Panetta within their initial implementation of plans by May 15th. The announcement of Panetta's decision is not expected until Thursday, so the official spoke on condition of anonymity. Panetta moved to expand the Pentagon actions nearly a year ago to open about 4,500 combat positions to women, nearly all of them in the Army. This decision can open up 230,000 jobs, many in the Army and Marines infantry units to women. Senator John McCain said he supports Panetta's decision. The fact that American women are already serving in harm's way today all over the world and every branch of our armed forces, he said in a statement. Many have made the ultimate sacrifice, and our nation owes them a deep debt of gratitude. In recent years, the necessities of war propelled women into jobs as medics, military police, and intelligence officers that were sometimes attached, but not formally assigned to the units on the front line. Women comprise 14% of the 1.4 million active military personnel. Panetta is preparing to step down as Obama begins his second term with former Senator Charles Hanger nomination to take Panetta's spot. Now, earlier I played Battle for the Fallen Soldier because a lot of mommies now are going to be on the front line. And we are a country, since we want diversity, are we willing to sacrifice our women in this form of diversity? Or am I just putting too much into it? What do you think, Dana? Right on. I think I lost Dana right there. But that's what I'm trying to say.
When you strive for equality, Jimmy, then you have to, you know, equality, sometimes, you know, it takes making those hard decisions and putting yourself in those hard situations. Honestly, as women, you know, although I'm believing I love a chivalrous man. You know what I'm saying? I like for a man to open the door for me. And I believe in all those old-fashioned things. But as a woman, I also don't believe that we need to take a back seat in society. And so with the good comes the bad. And so, you know, people have strived to, since we have strived to have equality, we got to be equal on all fronts, I guess.
Yeah, I can agree with that. You have to take the good with the bad. I guess these are the facts of life, as the song says. But the level of PTSD, women suffer from PTSD already. They're not on the front lines as much. And I'm not trying to say our military is not capable of training women to go out and be cold-blooded killers on the front line. But I'm saying, what will we be bringing back to America after their time of service are over? What are we going to do with those women that just came out of high school, went on the front line? I mean, I mean, I don't know if there's a study on it, but not. But they put a halt to it in 94. That's when the Bill Clinton that did. So I'm going to look and see what Bill Clinton, what made Bill Clinton put a halt to putting women in harm's way. Did he feel like I'm feeling that a woman should not be on the front line taking bullets for America? I mean, we're a country. You know, every country is supposed to protect its women and children and not have the women and children on the front lines. That's what you think a civilized military force does. So that's just me.
But you have to think about it like this. We're not the only ones that have women that will have women and children on the, that will have women on the front line, not children. I apologize for that. Women are already serving their country. We're already serving our country. So
I'm aware.
All that we're asking for is that there be equality. You know, don't give me certain jobs. Don't put me in the kitchen because I'm a woman. Don't give me a certain job because I'm a woman. Are we capable and are we strong? Absolutely. We've proven that throughout society. So, you know, I guess now the role is just shifting. And so,
but what,
you know,
what does that say about our country that we need our women to protect us and our men are not capable of the same? Normally, yes, you're right. We see it in other countries, that we deemed uncivilized. Yeah, we do see the children, like in Africa, 9 and 10 years old with guns fighting, or a country that just got their women out there because all the men had gone fighting. Yeah, we see those countries like that out there.
Women fight in other countries. And honestly, as women, these women are already fighting for their country. The only difference is that they're asking to have limitations lifted. It's not as if a woman is serving her country is not serving her country.
I do agree with you. That's not the argument I'm trying to make. The argument I'm trying to make is that we as a society, do we want the mother of our children, the people who bring in the next generation, the people who are making more Americans, we want them on the front lines, not risking lives, because women are risking lives all over the country right now and fighting for our country right now that are in harm's way, but not on the front lines right now. But do we want to have our women on the front line taking mortar shells and EID? You know, and because, you know, a country is really judged upon how it takes care of women, elderly, and children. And sometimes you're supposed to have them on the fighting lines. Be back in 2 minutes, everybody.
Lord, honey, don't give your money to that lie.
3, 4, 7, 8, 3, 8, 9, 8, 2, 5. But no one is saying that women shouldn't participate in it. It was just that you want all your soldiers to come home safe and out of harm's way. And you just really don't want, you know, it's really just, I know it's hard for a mother or as a mother to lose a son, a father lose a daughter, but or a child lose a mother. I know losing a father in battle must be terrifying, but losing a mother in battle must be even more mentally terrifying than a father.
But see, all these same. See, the thing is that because society has changed and women are oftentimes playing the role as mother and father, you know what I mean? That same argument was posed, like, when you consider having women as police officers. I mean, there's things that are going to have to be worked out, but there will be things that have to be worked out in any situation. I don't think that if there is a strive for equality, then you have to, if we're going to be equal, then you got to allow that equality on all fronts. You know what I mean? Women have fought to have this ability to be participate on the front line. And honestly, you know, I guess in a sense it does make it hard, right? If you're recycling the same people because you've set limitations on people that you have allowed to serve. You know what I mean? It's kind of like, it's not a good policy to take half the forces, right? Because we're talking about potentially 30 to 40% of the forces, which is a pretty big number, that are women, and say, okay, you can only serve in a certain capacity. So then what does that do to the other people that are already working in that capacity? And then what limitations is it sending? What is it really saying to our sons and our daughters? Right.
But do you think when women sign up for the service, they're signing up for combat duty?
I think
women I'm saying women. When women go get enlisted into the military, are they signing up for combat duty?
You know what? I think when women sign up to serve their country, they are signing up to serve their country in any capacity. And
that's what I'm saying.
And you may
I
be.
Agree.
You know
Funny,
what I mean? No one's saying that I'm going to, at least that's not what I'm aware of, is saying that, okay, I'm going to serve, but only this far. You know? So I think that when you sign up, you take the good with the bad, and we know that there's always a possibility. I mean, you think about the professional football players that signed up to serve after 9/11. You know what I mean? There was one young man that passed away. You know,
Tillman, that's Pat Tillman, right? And now they feel, you know, then there's a whole lot involved in that. What he felt that he was just hung up. Well, I'm not going to even deal with that. there's a lot involved in that Pat Tillman situation where they felt that, you know. I know you weren't going to it like that. I wasn't trying to hit his spot like
yeah,
that. But
I'm
all
saying,
I was trying to
say that when he joined, did he know that he would never come back home again? Did he know that he would never play football again? He joined.
I'm quite sure he did. If the sign up for what he signed up for, going to what he's going into for, I'm quite sure he did. Like I said, if the ban was lifted, they have served, I guess, before, Bill Clinton felt the reason to, you know, everybody loved Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton felt the reason to put a band on it. I'm going to see what was the reason that he took that band for. That's what I'm going to do. And I mean, I can go from that point on. But that, you know, we are living in a different world. Like I said, I just don't feel that it's just our women should be on the front lines. But as that stuff goes, we just have to move on and just change it. Now that's equality in military, are there any, what are other barriers that the feminists that are left there for the feminists to knock down? Is that the last barrier? Is that the last frontier for equality of women? Or is not out huge, yet?
We got one huge barrier to knock down.
What's that now?
This is the biggest barrier, Jimmy. I think this is probably the biggest barrier that there is. Would you like to know what it is, Jimmy?
I got a drum roll going, Dana.
Why doesn't America believe in Beyonce? She can sing, y'all. She can sing.
Oh, my goodness. Again. Nobody knows that. I'm sorry. Okay, then let me ask you, true or false? No, yes or no. Yes or no. You ain't got to elaborate too long. I would like to know, have you ever seen Beyonce sing live. I would like someone to call me and let me know how they ever, not on TV, live. We can't go off TV no more, everybody. You can't believe off TV no more.
She's got YouTube.
I'm saying, listen, every time you see Beyonce, it's on TV. Got to be for a reason. She can't sing live.
She can't sing. She has concerts.
Listen, she did a concert on the mall. She did a concert in front of the President of the United States of America, and that was lip-synced. I'm sorry. I'm saying, she did a live concert with the whole world watching. The whole world watching. And she lip-synced.
To practice with the band.
And she lip-synced.
Who
you can hold on. Who needs all of Dana?
You mean, listen.
There's only two people that I would give an excuse that can that should be not be able to sing the Star Spangled Banner. A illegal immigrant coming across the border that day or Jehovah's Witness. Outside of that, you got no excuse. You know, it's from kindergarten on up now. You need to wipe your ass on that shit. No. Every American knows the Star Spangled Banner. I'm sorry. And if you can sing, you can sing. So unless you're immigrant or Jehovah's Witness, you ain't got no excuse. I'm just saying, you ain't got no excuse. You know? And the fact that she was scared. No.
Okay.
She was scared, Dana. She was scared.
One of each of those people will call in and do their rendition of the Star Spangled Banner for Jimmy on the Jimmy Show.
Well, listen, I'm gonna quote the greatest diva of all time, Aretha Franklin, who did My Country Chisel V 4 years ago. And quote Aretha Franklin said, she thought, just like you, Dana, Beyonce rendition of the national anthem recorded version was great. Next time she has to sing, she's going to record us, too. Ha! She said shit. I'm going to do that shit, too, then. You mean we ain't got to sing live on this shit? She ain't going to Aretha Franklin. You mean I can put a tape in, too? We ain't got to sing live? But Dana, even the band, listen, Dana, the band was faking playing. The band was even playing.
But she did not get to practice with them. Who would go out there and not practice and the musicians don't know where to emphasize areas on the song?
Come my way.
Beyonce became a victim for songs she did not sing. Was she a victim? All over again. Now she's going to have to come with the show out of this world to save her career for Bowl Sunday.
So it will just be a repeat of a Beyonce.
Another lip sync show because it's another lip sync. I got you.
Today, Jimmy. We're going to call it a BP.
We'll call it a BB since we know she can't sing. Everybody knows she can't sing now. Now, listen, all it took for was Millie Vanilli to get caught one time. That was it. Once you get caught once, that's it, man.
They couldn't sing.
They never had a chance to prove themselves. We don't know that.
He came out like day number one. They couldn't get the whole
this?
Name out. Like,
how about this? Billy Ocean can sing, too. He had one album. What happened to him?
Who?
Billy Ocean. See? You see? You don't even know who Billy Ocean is. That's what I mean. I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying. I had to do a show on Billy Ocean, an A's icon back in the day. He had a song called Caribbean Queen, for the record, for those that I know. Tomorrow's New Music Thursday. If you're not doing anything tomorrow, make sure you tune in. And Saturday, I do have a coffee table conversation with me. And I was with Dorothy Tillman, that is, at 6 to 8, just standard time this morning. That's a.m. But tomorrow, we got a new time, new song. We got a couple of songs leaving the top 10, a couple of songs added on to the top 10. Don't forget to call in earlier. But here's the number one cut. That's the
Dynamite. It's Dynamite. Oh, never mind.
Charlie Dynamite, and it's called Charlie Dynamite.
Dwayne the Rock on the track. Feel it.
Yeah. Good looking out on the track, the Rock. Know how we do. They can't be serious. Chuck D, gotta say it like it really is. Fuck it up with cheese like affiliates. Make more money than all your affiliates. Even them Ukrainian niggas is feeling this. A big city pimp, pull it out and drill a bitch. 8 bank accounts and I ain't even got a wife. I'm at the malls all day like I ain't got a life. Walking out with 10 bags, get your swagger right. And without money, I couldn't imagine life. Broke niggas, I pay y'all to smash your wife. You're dead, say my name, it's the afterlife.
number one cut for 6 weeks in a row. Charlie Dynamite. He's getting challenged by Prophet Child Paul, a witness that's climbing up the charts right there. Excuse me.
You know, one of my friends is listening to the show, right?
Yeah, okay, I know now.
Okay, well, one of my friends is listening to the show, and I was telling her about all the songs, all the good songs, and I was telling her, I was like, yeah, I really like this song, but I had to kind of give her a rundown of my favorites. And I was telling her how I like and all the different artists. So anyone that's listening, you know how geeked and excited I get about the songs I like, but I still like the other songs too. That's a disclaimer.
That's a good job. We would take that disclaimer, and that's the number one song by Royal Army General Charlie Dynamite. Shout out to Jay Shine. We still in the area. What's up, Jay Shine? We still looking for some more new cuts from you right there.
I'm still looking for my T-shirt.
Ha-ha, yeah. We're waiting on it, and Dana waiting on her T-shirt too, Jay Shizzy. We had a wonderful week. We had the inauguration of our president on the 50th anniversary of Martin Luther King, I Had a Dream speech, on the 150th anniversary of the signing of the Emancipation Proclamation, on the 40th anniversary of Roe vs. Wade, and history anniversary of Lyndon Johnson's death. I don't know what else we had this week. To have this week, we also had the women's getting their stuff lifted. We got the Hispanics getting the Dream Act. Now, here's a question. You know what's funny, Dana? I ain't got that much time to say it because I don't want to go into the whole dissertation, but I'm going to address it Monday. I want you to think about this. Do you remember a bunch of Negroes 4 years ago or last year or let's say last June, and they were saying Barack Obama can't do enough for black people this year. He got to wait till he get elected, and then he's going to start helping black folks. Did you hear that argument back in the day that, you know, he can't help pretty soon? Yeah, have you heard the argument that black folks said that Barack Obama, he's president for all people, he just can't do nothing for black folks right there, he got to get elected, then when he get elected, he's going to cop shit on black folks. Have you ever heard that argument before?
No,
but I'm not debating, Dana. You're going to start the debate. I just want to know, have you heard that argument?
I have heard someone say that before, but I don't believe it.
No, it's not about believing it, but I just want to know, have you heard that argument? I'm dealing with Monday because now that argument has changed to this now. The same people, well, only one person told you that, though. But the same people that were telling me this, only one person probably told you that, Dana. But all the Negroes that told Jimmy Lee that Barack Obama can't do nothing for black folks right now. He got to worry about getting elected then. When he gets elected, he's going to do stuff for black folks now. Those same people that said that are now saying that, if you do something for all people, he's doing something for black people, so black people ain't got to worry about nothing now. It's funny how the tide has turned out to those people who don't expect nothing now.
And we got
Hispanics just get the Dream Act, getting right to vote, getting citizenship IDs. All with one stroke of a pen. But the point I'm saying is that we have 4 years to, as African Americans, we have 4 years to make a stand, because after this 4 years, we have no more argument. We have no more legs to stand on. You know, again, the president, he's won. He's done. But now let's see if we can force him to go out right with history. And the only way he can go out right with history is if all the African Americans roll with him. And the point I'm saying is right now we have opportunity to enact change the African American way. But it's just funny. I just want to see how people are going to take, you know, everybody getting things, not saying, where's mine, but someone was telling me this, that he just can't magically do anything for black folks. But let's look at education, for example. If everybody agrees that African Americans in America have got the worst education system all across America, that's not an argument. If everybody can say that up and down, no matter what city you go to, everybody agrees that African Americans are getting shitty education, and everybody knows the education system and the federal government. It's no problem for the federal government to make sure that African Americans get a quality education. See, there's so many ways that Barack Obama is going to assist black Americans without even, you know, just being out there like that. But there's so many ways, but people really don't know. know, going up. But I'm going to deal with that Monday, Dana. I want to roll with it right now. We're going to keep the Beyonce faking out. We're going to keep the Beyonce faking out, okay? You know, hey, you know, speaking of fake, you know they also say she faked the pregnancy too, though. We ain't going to deal with that neither, though. We ain't going to talk about that fake neither, though. We, you know, I'm just saying. I'm just saying. We're going to keep everything on up and up. Because I just want to see if she's going to give a great performance. Or would that be the end of her career? Because she is being targeted. Because when the industry, if you're not making, if you're not selling good for industry, they let stuff like this come out. Oh, she's lip syncing. Oh, that's a computerized voice. Or whether they let your little secrets out. When they start letting your secrets out, that means they're ready to embarrass you. And I hope they're not setting her up for an embarrassment on Super Bowl Sunday, because now the talk, and see what I'm saying, Dana. This talk we're talking about right now about the South Spangled Banner. Yeah, we joking, mockery, ha ha. We making fun, joking. Yeah. But the seriousness of it is that the powers that in the industry be in the music industry, they're setting Beyonce up for a big fall, because we're going to be talking about this, or the media and the tabloids are going to be talking about this all the way up until the Super Bowl show, which means that
they call them Beyonce haters. And so all
Dana,
Beyonce haters can get
ready.
Going
to school, Dana. She's going to be like Prince. She wants to be like Prince. Dana, she wants to be like Prince. She wants to be like Stevie Wonder. She wants to be like, not Mariah Carey, Tina Marie. She is going to have to sing all day, nonstop.
So you're successful when you got all kinds of
perks. Here's the sad part, Dana. When you bounce around and dance, you really can't dance and sing. And dance like she danced and sing like she sing, you're going to have to record, because if you were to jump up and down, Dana, you can hold a note. I mean, like, you know, be like, yeah. But you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, it's
not jumping and note holding this weekend.
Ah, but what I'm saying is this, Dana. They're just, watch. Put a mark. Mark this day, Jimmy told you that they're after your girl Beyonce, and this is the first shoe to drop. The second, she got five shoes to drop on her ass.
All they trying to do is Beyonce been holding the number one spot for some years. So all they trying to do is just, hey, don't worry about it, Beyonce.
Dana.
We got two Beyonce fans in my house right now.
Yeah.
And right now,
Dana,
there's only two people downstairs, so that's 100% Beyonce.
Dana.
You got 100 right here in the house.
Dana, this summer, Kelly Rowland had one song. It was called Motivation. Now, that one song stayed on the radio almost all year. Beyonce had a whole album. You had number one around the whole world, but the only thing you heard on the radio, the only person you heard on the radio, like Destiny's Child, was Kelly Rowland. So I agree with you. Yeah, she is worldwide. Don't we like it, not selling worldwide, but it's how the radio plays you. I mean, Michael Jackson is selling billions. Michael Jackson albums sell billions worldwide. But when America say fuck you, we ain't selling your shit here, homie. Yeah, you can be worldwide all you want to. Yeah, you still number one. Yeah, but we're not going to pump Invincible. Even though Invincible is the greatest album you ever made, we're not going to even sell it, homie. That's how the industry can do you. What the industry does to people is then they seek us out. They turn the mic down so they can hear you. Listen, you can't sing, y'all. They do things like that, and it happens to the best of them. Look up and down everybody's career, and look at the moment that they took that loss in. And it always be like that when somebody said, oh, that's her secret right there. What? She doing it like that? I'm just saying. And now she's going to have to put on a spotless performance, or, you know, hey. The sad part about it is she's already known that it's over for her already. That's why Destiny's Child is coming back. They got to get back together because her solo career is done for. And this is it right here was the culminating factor of it, that she needs a group and she really can't do it all. But anyway, Dana, so like we do all the time.
All I know, Jimmy, is there was a rapper that said it very wisely at one time. He said, haters don't hate. It sounds like people are hating on Beyonce. I mean, this girl been singing for years, and she's been doing an outstanding job singing for years. You know what I'm saying? She's a what do they call her? Everyone that turns to gold. What is it? The man that
turns to gold. No, some Dana.
She's the mind of the music.
Okay, Dana, can we agree that the Star Spangled Banner was probably a hard song to sing live with Beyonce? Can we agree to that? Can we agree that that song's too hard for her, difficult for her to sing?
I agree that if a person.
I mean, we're talking about the song that she had recorded because she couldn't sing it live. So it must be a difficult song for her to sing live. We agree to that, though, right?
I agree that. The song, it is a hard song to sing, no doubt.
By a bit of difficult song for her to sing.
You're talking about her, Beyonce, singing with the military band and has not.
They didn't play, Dana. The band didn't even play. Dana, the whole performance was recorded. The band didn't even play.
But if you think about it, the band
Dana.
Her voice, if she's not singing live, and she can't sing to their music if they haven't practiced.
You know something, Dana? Then you don't do the job.
No. You can do
right.
the job.
Don't do the job. Dana, if you so raw that you don't need no rehearsal,
It's not about being raw. If I bring my own drum and I'm playing my beat and I'm singing, of course, I know where to make the little tap noises. I know how to do all the stuff because I'm the one that's singing. But when you're relying on an entire group of people to play music for you, you don't know if they're going to have the right flexion in the tone. You don't know if they're going to silence it where you need to silence it. You don't know if they're going to let you put it down where you need to put it down.
Wrong.
Because
Dana, you're wrong. Let me tell you why you're wrong. I'm telling you right now why you're wrong. Beyonce, she's in the musicians union. She's in the musicians union. Those individuals that's down there in that band, they are in a musicians union. If you are a performer, if you are a singer, are you gonna go up there? So you don't go off the band feeling. The band's gonna go off.
Okay.
They're gonna catch up with you. They're gonna catch up.
Different people, the way they sing the Star Spangled Banner. If you listen to Marvin Gaye, Star Spangled Banner.
He did it live.
That they should have played the music and timed it to his singing without practicing. It is not possible.
Tell him she didn't want to do a real thing.
Dana. I'm going to leave it alone. Straight up. Because I'm coming from a musician standpoint, you coming from a fan standpoint. So I'm going to leave it alone.
All I'm saying is this.
The song was too difficult for her to sing live, and she's just not one of those people that can sing the Star Spangled Banner live. I mean, that's just
okay,
it. It was too scared that she might mess the note up. I mean, she's too frightened. I mean, she was scared she'd mess up. Dana, it was fear. Dana, it was fear. If she's done a recording because she was scared she's going to mess it up, Dana. It was fear. And the American Idol, ain't that about something? The American Idol, the golden white girl, sings out the fake idol. Ain't that about something?
Jimmy, I'm just ready to go upstairs and get my piccolo, and then I want you to sing the Star Spangled Banner, and I'm going to play it for you piccolo style.
This is Jimmy Underground Radio Show. Jimmy Underground Radio Network. We're gonna have new music Thursday. And there's no haters in this area. It's the fact that Milli Vanilli's gonna get exposed homecoming. Good night, and may your God be with you.
Call me.
sing it. Country Houston girl can sing the national anthem. And they gonna pose and fake like, I nailed it. Look at me, y'all. I nailed it. Which I'm lip syncing. And that ain't that right there.